This is Fresh Air. When bandleader Duke Ellington was on tour, he had a habit of booking studio time to record new music. It was one of the perks of keeping an expensive band together. In Cologne, on July 9, 1970, Ellington recorded two tunes engineered by Connie Plank. A few years before, Plank became known for recording such rock musicians as Brian Eno. That brief recording session is now on CD. And jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's a window into Ellington's working method.
Duke Ellington's Alorado, 1970, with organist Wild Bill Davis, who was in and out of the band for a couple of years. The new Ellington release, The Connie Plank Session, is a footnote to Duke's final period. Three takes each of just two songs, barely a half hour of music. One take of each has already appeared on an Ellington compilation, but the Plank recordings let us look over the master's shoulder as a couple of pieces take shape. Alorado was the kind of rhythmic trifle the band could learn in a minute, but Duke needed the right solo voices to complete it. Organist Davis wasn't the band's only recent hire. Duke star alto saxist Johnny Hodges had just died. His understudy-turned-replacement, Norris Turney, also played flute, a new color in Ellington's palette. Featuring organ and flute together made sense. Their timbres are compatible and strikingly new in context. Duke gave the final solo to another new hire, Canada's Fred Stone, who played wildly busy flugelhorn. Throw in tenor sax swooping in for the close, and Ellington got Alorado right the first time. Good as that is, Duke did two more takes, tinkering with the tempo and the solos, just to try it another way. But the band had already nailed it. The other composition he worked on that day was the drum-driven, atmospheric Afrique, Africa in French. Rufus Jones mans the tom-toms. The jabbing pianist is Duke. Afrique shows how Ellington maintained his identity while changing with the times. On one level, it's a throwback to his jungle music of the 1920s, though the tom-tom barrage itself is out of swing-era Gene Krupa. Those drums also tie into the big beat of 60s rock music. Duke loved playing for dancers and wanted to get young people on the floor as well as their parents. The open form and fluid banter of the horns reflects ways jazz loosened up in the 60s. The first and longest take of Afrique was a little slack in the pacing. By the tightened-up take two, the band had it down. The call and response between organ and brass, and the crosstalk between brass and saxophones. But Ellington wasn't done yet. The third version of F-Freak is that second take with an overdub, a wild, wordless vocal, apparently by Sweden's Lena Yunoff. She'd been tagging along with the band on tour. That added vocal is another callback to 1927, when Duke was playing his new Creole Love Call on stage, heard Adelaide Hall singing along from the wings, and put her on the recording days later. Ellington rarely threw a good idea away. Even so, by the time his orchestra recorded the definitive F-Freak 7 months later for the suite The Afro-Eurasian Eclipse, it had kept evolving. That version has no organ or vocal, the horn cries are more animalistic, and in the end, a conventional drum solo breaks out. The music kept moving, which makes these snapshots of works in progress all the more valuable.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Duke Ellington and his orchestra, the Connie Plank Session. On Monday's show, Ta-Nehisi Coates. His new book, addressed to his teenage son, is about what it's like to be an African-American in the U.S. We'll talk with Coates about growing up in West Baltimore, living in fear of both the police and the streets, and about racism, forgiveness, and how he is raising his son differently from how his father raised him. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli. We'll be right back.